Back in 2007, singer-songwriter Tyler Mulendore competed in Season 5 of Canadian Idol. A much younger Ben Mulroney hosted the one-hour show, with Farley Flex, Jake Gold, Sass Jordan, and Zach Werner as judges. Despite Mulendore's Cape Breton authenticity, Brian Mello took home the crown. Although the showcase gave him a foothold in the Canadian music industry, the Nova Scotia-based musician is uncomfortable relying on that one stroke of good luck. I loved it. It was very surreal. I had a fantastic time. Those people showed me how to write a radio-friendly song. But I'm not looking to be the next pop star. Canadian Idol is in the past and I have a 3-year-old son to take care. I'm looking to the future, said Mulendore. A professional industrial insulator, he is temporarily in Alberta working in construction. When the singer arrived in the province, he also emailed his after-hours musical availabilities to various venues across the region and picked up a gig at St. Albert's Crown and Tower for Saturday, April 30. As a songwriter, he said, I've got a lot to say. I'd like to think my writing has matured. I want to release my music, share it with people, and I'd love to tour. My goal is to release music and connect with whoever wants to. He dubs his music, Americana, a hybrid style that mashes together rock growls and country twang, honky-tonk, and folk roots. John Prine, The Rankin Family, Black Sabbath, Ian Noe, and Dylan LeBlanc are just some of my influences. Growing up in the county of Inverness, Cape Breton, music was a big part of the family dynamic. From a young age I was listening to vinyl records. I was playing air guitar by 3 and by age 6 I started singing and playing a guitar. Living in Cape Breton there wasn't much to do except go on nature walks, bike rides, and fishing. There weren't a lot of friends around, and people got creative playing music. Mulendore penned his first song at 15. It was romantically titled You're All I Care About. When asked if the song was about a girl he had crushed on, he replied, At the time, I didn't know what love was. I was just making it up. A family man in every sense of the word, Mulendore continues to pair up with sister Abby as a singing duo whenever he returns to Cape Breton. At the Crown and Tower Night of Entertainment, the East Coast singer-songwriter will perform solo. I'll be singing a lot of covers. But I'm going to sneak in a few originals and some outlaw country songs. Mulendore starts his set at 9 p.m. April 30. The Crown and Tower is at 11 Bellerice Drive.